Welcome to Success AF Customer Success Podcast Series. We heard your feedback, and in Series 3, we're going to double-click on some of the key skills that you require to excel as a customer success manager. Elena, could you tell me a bit more about what we're going to talk about in Series 3?
Well, for a few examples, JD, we're going to cover, obviously today, we're going to talk about building trust. Moving on to business acumen. What does that even mean? You see it all the time, but I mean, honestly, what does that mean? Execution and stakeholder management. Also, you see them all the time, but how do you do that? And something that I've been really focused on the last sort of 6 months or so with my team is personal brand. And then we've got a few other topics that we'll weave in along the way as well.
And we will continue to bring you short, insightful discussions and interviews and consider where cultural nuances may introduce a different perspective. And if you don't know yet, I am JD.
And this is Elena.
In this episode, we talk about building trust as a CSM. What is trust? Why build trust? And how to build trust?
Heavy topics.
But Elena, how are you today?
I am doing very well, thank you, JD. How about you?
I'm doing well too. I think we were just earlier talking about a lot of mind-body yoga-related topics and just thinking how that actually ties in really well with Series 3, where we're talking about honing our personal skill sets to become better CSMs.
Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking about this after our earlier chat, and one of my focuses on a personal level for 2022 is being kind to myself. And what that has meant to me, or how it's sort of come to be interpreted to myself, is, for example, I've gone back to yoga after a couple of years break, and I've been going to basic level introductory classes and really getting a lot out of them by going back and focusing on, you know, those core skills.
Yeah, getting the core techniques right will ensure that you go a really long way and ensure that you don't get injured in these activities, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, a great tie-in to this series where we throw around trusted advisor and expressions like that all the time. But let's break it down. What do we mean by that?
Yeah, so talking about what trust is, I think that trust is a critical part of all interactions that we have as humans.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
And it also plays an integral role in communicating in the workplace. And that's why I do think that it's going to be one of the key skills that CSMs will require to excel in their role. So it comes down to three points we're going to break down for you. Being able to have a sense of security and confidence when dealing with someone. 2, having the ability to predict that someone will act in specific ways and be dependable. And 3, earning a level of credibility that has built up over time. So at the end of the day, I think that it's most essential because building trust allows customers to believe you, but at the same time increases engagement, a positive relationship, and essentially having that runway for you to do more with the customer over time.
Yeah, absolutely. And trust is the foundation of realistically any relationship, right? It's not just our relationships with our customers. We also need to build trust with our colleagues, our internal stakeholders as well.
Exactly. And with that, I think the customer success managers need to learn to build trust between customers and colleagues because it actually helps to foster a very positive working environment for our customers to succeed. I do see that customer success managers are not the only player in the bigger scheme of things, right? Sometimes you need to get technical account managers, you need to get professional services, you need to bring together and rally a group of people, and that requires a lot of interpersonal trust between both the colleagues and the customers to get the project going to a state where you want it to be.
And what have we found when we were doing our research, JD? What have you found around people who are working in what they call high trust companies.
Well, we found so many good nuggets. Don't you agree, Elena?
Oh, absolutely. I love this topic.
So out of a Harvard Business Review study, we actually found out that people who work at high trust companies experienced 74% less stress. The opposite is also true. Well, that must be a really amazing company to work in if it was high trust, high performing, high engagement. And there are some other data points that were actually quite interesting for both of us. So in a high trust work environment, it was 74% less stress, but also 50% higher productivity.
Oh, definitely. Right. I can totally understand that.
Yeah, I could totally imagine that. Right. And people came to work with 106% more energy, 76% more engagement, and 29% more satisfaction in their lives. And I think the last one is really critical. And it actually ties into the whole remote working, distributed engagement, in that high trust companies actually experience 40% less burnout with the employees. Mm. Isn't that just amazing, Elena?
It is. And if you think about, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Great Resignation. And a lot of what people are seeking when they change companies is not so much pay. And I mean, you know, particularly customer success, a lot of areas at the moment, it's a hot job market, but it's not just about pay. It's about conditions. It's about things like working in a high trust environment.
Absolutely.
And, you know, part of building trust with our customers is reliant on the trust that exists within our organization.
I agree. And with that, I think it also ties into building trust with our customers, right? Having a more engaged customer, like we talked about, having a more positive relationship with them, higher engagement with them, also comes through building trust. And Elena, I think you also find another interesting article talking about the Great Resignation.
Right. So actually, it was, there's a book, but there's also, we had a great session with Robert Richman from Zappos Insights towards the end of last year. And the overarching topic was really around the Great Resignation. And one of the key things that I took away from his talk was the currency of culture is agreements. So it's the agreements that we make. So, for example, that you and I make that we're going to meet at a regular time for, you know, podcast production or background research or whatever it is. And those agreements hold us together. And so as we follow through on our commitments to one another, our commitments to our customers, our internal commitments that allow us to make those commitments to our customers, all of those things build trust. And that trust builds confidence in one another and establishes a solid foundation from which we can truly partner together.
Well, that's really interesting. I wish I was there to talk to Robert and learn more from his insights. But I think further from the Harvard Business Review study, we also saw that building trust indicated that consistency, good judgment, and positive relationships actually helps to build trust. And this is how we are going to build trust in our organizations and also with our customers. Talking about consistency, I think that it is important that we are role models and we set a good example, setting expectations. We walk the talk and not just, we honor our commitments and promises, follow through on the commitments, and are willing to go above and beyond what needs to be done. In terms of good judgment, in a high trust culture, we use good judgment when making decisions. Others trust our ideas and opinions. They seek after our opinions, and our knowledge and expertise makes an important contribution to achieving results. And people then can anticipate and respond quickly to our problems. And lastly, on positive relationships, it's all about staying in touch on the issues and concerns of others, including your customers, balancing results with concern for others, generating cooperation between people, resolving conflict with others, and giving honest feedback in a helpful way.
There's two parts to that, right? Honest feedback in a helpful way. You know, it's easier to give feedback than it is to give it in a helpful way. That actually takes time. It takes good judgment. And it takes, you know, a lot of these other things, you know, the resolving conflict, things like that. That's just one of my favorites, though, the helpful way.
Yeah. The delivery is always important, right?
Yeah. All right. So look, I think we've uncovered some really great stuff in our research here, JD. We'll also be sharing some resources after we share this podcast. In summary, when it comes to trust, what are the keys? Consistency and good judgment. That creates confidence and a positive relationship, which establishes trust. Trust is then the foundation upon which all successful partnerships thrive. And the agreements that we make internally and externally, formally and informally, are key to the strength of that foundation. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us on the beginning of Series 3. We look forward to digging into some more of these key skills for being a successful customer success manager. And we will be back with you next time. As always, appreciate your feedback.